I'm so, I'm going to tell you, like me, I already prepared like a starter from day one. Even when I was getting cut, I was still preparing like a starter. If you put yourself in the mindset of being a starter, one day you will be a starter. I never came in here thinking I was going to be no backup. I prepare hard every day. I work hard every day. I grind hard every day. I listen to my coaches. So I prepared like a starter even when I was backing up.
Brett just talked about getting the opportunity. You're now getting that opportunity. What do you want to do with it?
What everyone should want to do with it. Take the best. Do what you can. Make the best of the opportunity. You know, opportunity sometimes like this for a guy like myself is hard to come by. That's why I have to play fast, play hard, and play smart. And just play with the gift that God has gave me.
Is it important that you don't try to be Casey, that you just try to be Steve?
Yeah, I mean, since day one, I knew I wasn't Casey. So I don't think I can do is be the typical Steve McClendon. And if y'all would like to know the typical Steve McClendon, I can tell you. The typical Steve McClendon is, I want to be powerful and strong like Casey. I want to be smart like Chris Holt. I want to be quick and fast like Jay Ratliff for the Cowboys. And you get the typical Steve McClendon.
Now, you definitely want to be your own man. You don't want to really emulate them too much. But you did learn a lot from guys like Hope
and
Hampton.
See, that's the thing. I'm not emulating them. I'm just telling you what the typical Steve McClendon is. Mm-hmm. You put all those three guys together, that's the typical Steve McClendon. I'm not a 340-pound guy, you know. I'm not saying I'm smart as Hogan. I'm not saying I'm quick as faster. But if you put all those things together, if I can put all those things in my game, that's what's going to make me successful. And that's what give you me, Steve McClendon.
Put all those together, you get an all pro.
Isn't that always the goal? I mean, you don't come out here just to be a secondary guy. Come out here to be the greatest. That's how I look at it. I changed my whole mind, my way of thinking this year. I'm no longer saying good, I'm saying great. Because if you speak greatness, greatness going to come.
You look at this line. There's a lot of youth on this line. Do you love that, the fact that you guys can grow and develop together?
Yes. I mean, you always love that. You always have a young line. But I'm not saying that we really got to be young. As long as you have communication, team building. And if you look at the word team as itself, together, everyone achieves more. You know, as long as we play together and we do the things together, the team itself will achieve more.
Your trip to Green Bay, was that kind of flattering for you?
It was just like in college, taking college visits all over again. And that's exactly what it was for me.
How close were you to signing with them?
I don't know. That's up to my agent and them. I let them do that part of the business. I just took the visit. Like I said.
The team reacted pretty quick, didn't it?
I mean, I guess that's part of the business.
What do you have to do to make the adjustment from being a guy who's come in and played situational, played different downs, to being every down guy?
When you want to be an every down guy, you got to get in better shape. First and foremost, Coach Tomlin always said, conditioning precedes anything else. So that's the biggest thing. You got to come in conditioned and ready to play. And you just got to look at everything different. Like I said, I'm no longer speaking on good anymore. It's everything's about being great. And this team has been built on greatness for so long. If you go upstairs, you see the guys that were here, they did great. They did great things. And that's my kind of look. That's the look I'm looking at. I'm not coming here just to be good. I want to be great. So I changed my mind. I changed my work ethic. I always work hard. But if I'm working hard, that means somebody's working hard also. So I have to work harder. That's how I approach it.